It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Hey, yo, before we get into the podcast, real quick, just one quick announcement. So check this out, y'all. We're doing a live podcast on this app called Bonfire Live this Wednesday, July 15th at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Me and Lou G, we're going live. But the best thing about this live podcast is that you guys can interact with us. I know a lot of y'all be yelling at me when y'all be in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz. Now you get to yell at me in real life. So listen, man, if y'all could do us a favor, support us, and pay for the show. It's $5, all right? It's $5. Come on through, man. It's going to be live, man. We're going to have a great time, and I'm really looking forward to it. Also, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. We try to sell some goddamn tickets, all right? We want to be the black podcast who sell all the tickets or be the most sold podcast. So if y'all can do us a favor, get behind us and listen to us and chime in with us for our new podcast coming, or our live podcast this Wednesday. All right, now, let's get into the fucking podcast right now.
You want to keep it real?
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. These are two favorite fuckboys. He's the Reverend. I'm the Deacon. Somebody hit me up, Lou, and say, yo, can you let your co-host introduce himself? So, Lou, man, I'm going to let you do the introduction today. You go ahead, man.
All right, bet it up, man. As my other fuckboy homie said, you got your the Reverend Lou G. You got the Deacon, Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clint Coley, DJ Clint Sweat, today,
AKA,
man.
AKA
the girls, guys, them sugar.
AKA the people's champion. AKA James Brown. AKA Mr. Herm's son.
I like that. I got to get my AKAs up.
Yeah, you do, man. Let's give like Lou. Reverend? First of all, got to be something. We got to have something tailored to your beard. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
So maybe I don't know. AKA the bearded god. I don't know. Something.
All right.
We're gonna figure it out.
Go ahead.
No, what was you about to say?
I was gonna say, man, like you got all the AKAs, but you remember like when you used to write notes in school to like your crush?
Yep.
Did your crush ever sign her name with like an AKA and then do a BKA, like been known as?
Yep.
They did that?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
My crush would put her AKA, BKA. She would also, kiss the letter with her fucking lip gloss with her fresh ass.
What grade was this?
Man, this was like 6th, 7th. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. Chicks used to stay. Chicks stay writing me letters, dog.
Oh, she was fast. 6th, 7th grade, kissing the joint?
She was kissing the note, man. Hey. Yo, I stayed calling girls hot when I was growing up, dog.
Me too.
I stayed calling girls' houses, dog. Anyway, so let's get to the podcast, Lou, man. We don't got no announcements to make. Oh, as a matter of fact, we do got an announcement, man. Look, everybody be like, yo, we supporting black businesses. If you want to support us, go to www.advicefromafckboy.com and get some merchandise. I'm going to probably have a sale. Probably going to have a discount code. I don't got it right now. I'm smacked. I ain't going to lie. But, fuck it. You know what? I can make it right now. And then I could just put it on the website, right? I could be like, yo, I could make the shit right now. Okay, so the discount code is smacked. All right. And you're going to get 25% off your whole purchase. All right. So the discount code is smacked. All right. Smacked. All right. So go to www.advicefromfckboy.com and then the code, type in smacked. And shit, it might be 25. It may be 45. I don't fucking know, but we having a 40, good time. Wait. All right, Lou,
25.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so let's get to the topics, man. So here's what I want to talk about today. Ladies, I told you for the next three episodes, Lou and I are going to be holding men accountable. All right? Because y'all think that we don't, we're void of that, because you're void of that. So I'm going to dig into men. Episode two, fellas, you know what the real issue is? In relationships, a lot of us be in relationships and we really don't want to be in them motherfuckers.
Ooh.
A lot of men, we be in relationships and we don't want to be in them motherfuckers. You know what? Men, stop saying we settling down. All right? I might as well settle down. I might as well settle down. Fellas, that's bullshit. All right? Ain't no such thing as settling down. You choosing the right one to be with for the rest of your life. You are not settling. She is your queen, all right? I don't want to hear this bullshit about, oh, man, I might as well. I'm 30-something. I might as well. Nigga, no. You don't mind as well, because that's wasting her time and wasting your time, king, all right? Stop getting in situations, brothers. Ooh. Stop getting in situations because you're ready to settle down. My father, Mr. Herman Coley, the late, great Herman Coley, told me to my face, he said, the reason why your mother and I got married is because, Clint, I was ready for a family. He said, at your age, at the time he said it, I was 31. He was 31. My dad got married at 32. I came at 33. All right? My dad was already stable in his career by the time he met my mom. He was 10 years. He graduated from Temple University in 1976 with a bachelor's degree in education. That's what my father did, right? And my dad was working at Greaterford Prison, right? Maybe 7 years. He's like your guidance counselor, but in a prison. And long story short, though, you know, my mom coming to his life, you know, he tired of fucking around, and he was like, you know what? Your mother was looking for stability, and I was looking to settle down. And then guess what? Boom. And that's awful. My dad said, we got married for the wrong reasons. Mm. My dad said we should, and not to say that I didn't love your mother, Clint, because I love your mother with all my heart. But I knew she wasn't the one. And I knew she knew I wasn't the one. So, fellas, the problem, and the crazy thing is, the problem is, fellas, you know what it is? Is that, fellas, we don't want to be in relationships. We don't dream about our wedding day. We don't dream. We look at marriage as the day that we're going to be locked up forever. Nah, man, marriage is the start of something new and amazing. Like, think about it, man. I got best friends who are married, man. I'll say one in particular. All right. My homie John. All right. He got married about 5 years ago. I've known John since I was about 10 years old. Long story short with John, he got married and it changed the dynamics of our friendship. I'm no longer your best friend, my nigga. She is. I'm no longer your partner in crime, my nigga. It's over. We lost. All right. But we didn't lose. We won, dog. You gained the greatest friend you'll ever have in your life. You didn't settle, bro. She's made for you. God literally took some clay and was like, I got this nigga John. So I got, and same thing for her. She said, God said, yo, I got this. Here he is. Take the shit. And it's gonna be happily ever after. Fellas, we not settling. Stop saying that. That's insulting to her, yo. We not settling. We met the right one. Talk to me, Reverend Lou.
Wow. I mean, sheesh, that's hard to follow up, Deacon.
Y'all ain't know I had that in me. Y'all thought it's always about fucking, right?
Man, I felt like that. That came,
I mean, now listen. Okay. If I'm getting in a relationship, though, I'm fucking. I got it.
I hope
I'm fucking. Yeah, man. All right, go ahead, man. Talk about it.
That came from about your soul, man. But no, I feel like I'll make this kind of a personal piece, you know what I'm saying? Just, or at least a personal thought of mine. Like, for me, I feel like marriage, only want to be married one time. Now, obviously, I can't control that. But when I think about marriage and what that means to me and like the types of, you know, the types of examples that I've seen of marriage, like only want that one time. And I feel like for me, like there's no way that I can settle, you know, especially when you make a big decision like that, because when you make the decision of marriage, like you're making the decision of forever. You're making the decision to marry somebody that you should love unconditionally. Keyword unconditionally, like, so you think about that, like, is this person somebody that you can see yourself with for the rest of your life? Is this somebody that is going to be your best friend? Because like Clint said, when you marry somebody, that's like your number one person, you know what I'm saying? That's your go-to person, that's your best friend, that's your buddy, like that's the person that you go to when you're happy, when you're at your most happiest, and when you're at your saddest, and when you just, you know, playing over. What are you laughing at with this applesauce, man? You're killing me right now. What's up?
I'm sorry. I just saw Luke. I feel Luke staring at me through. Luke gonna text me. He gonna text me later, like, hey man, all that getting smashed. He gonna be like, Luke gonna be like, say man. Anyway, man, hey, that's Lou, man. That's our road manager, man. That's my guy. Anyway, no, but everything you were saying, Lou, I absolutely agree with.
Yeah.
I want to be married one time. I do want to make sure I choose the right person. I do agree with that. I actually have a question for you, though, Lou.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Yep.
And I guess the deeper issue is, do men really be looking forward to get to their wedding day? Like, do you look forward to getting married? And I'm going to throw it to you real quick and ask you personally, like, are you looking forward to the day, like, you walk, like your lady is walking down the aisle? Like, do you feel like, damn, I'm stuck? Or do you feel like, damn, like, this is everything I've ever asked, could dream of, and more.
At this point in my life, no. I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, wow. I don't really.
That shocked me, bro. That shocked me.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I honestly don't really think about it that much. Now, when I was younger, I did. But I think now for me, like, with where my focus is, like, I don't think about that. Now, if I was in a relationship and I was with somebody that truly made me happy, then my thoughts would probably be different. I probably would be like, oh man, I can't wait to marry this individual because like this person makes me happy. This is who I want to be with for the rest of my life. But being in the stage that I am in my life right now, like, nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wonder like, yo, am I going to have kids? Like, do I want kids?
Real quick, Lou, we're going to, somebody asked, how old is Lou? Just answer the, do you mind answering how old you are?
Of course, I'm 37.
Okay. All right. Now, just expound on what you were saying for the last part for everybody for the part we like may have missed.
Yeah. No, I was just saying like, no, I think about that at times. Like, man, is this, you know, do I even want kids? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, yeah, just marriage in general, man. Like, it's not something that is pressing for me.
Right.
Like, I'm like, if it happens, fine, it'll happen, but it's not something that I think about. I'm like, man, I can't wait to get married. I can't wait to, you know, be with my forever person. Like, it's not something that I think about.
And I think that's where the disconnect is, right? Because a lot of women can't wait to get married. A lot of women are excited about getting, you know, and I don't even think it's the wedding per se. Like, you know, I'd be looking at, you know, things that women be saying and they'd be like, oh yeah, I can't wait till, you know, I meet somebody and we're, you know, taking day trips and we're taking these trips and we doing these, you know, we doing vacation over here and vacation over there. And we, you know what I'm saying? But also, I think guys look at marriage on the other side, like, damn, like, I got to fuck this one chick for the rest of my life. And, you know, I got to do this with this chick for the rest of my life. And I got to do this for the rest of my life. Like, we look at marriage almost as like a job, because we feel like we got, our job is to make her happy.
Absolutely.
How many women feel like it's their job to make us happy? Like, let's have that question. Let's have that conversation. Like, as a man, you're taught that your job is to make your wife happy at all costs. Ladies, are you taught the same thing? And I'm not, because like, my thing is, I think that, you know, being in a relationship, man, is hard fucking work, B.
100%.
It's hard fucking work, B. I think that's why niggas don't be feeling like they look forward to it, because it's hard, bro. It's hard to make your woman happy, bro. It's hard. Not even, and even though you're not responsible for your happiness, it's hard to just be a, it's hard. You never know what the fuck you're getting.
You never know, man. You like, never know what that is. You never know, man.
Bro,
it could be.
But we get married. We get married and we're saying you're worth the headache, babe.
You're worth the headache.
See, my sister say it's not, my little sister's key love, y'all. My little sister says it's not hard. What do you mean it's not hard? You fucking hard, sis. God damn it. It's right. Hard being your brother. I can't imagine what it's like for a nigga that's fucking you. You make me mad. And we ain't kissing brother and sister. Kiara pissed me. I love you, sis. Hey, you love me too. I get on your nerves. I piss her off. She pissed me off. But can you imagine dealing with, I can imagine. She a Gemini too, dog. She's me. She's me. She's the female version of me, dog. Like, no. And go talk about it ain't hard. Nigga, if you're half of what I am, bitch, I don't mean bitch in the disrespectful way.
Yeah.
I mean, here, you, I'm a lot. So I know you a lot. You the woman version of me. I love my little sister. She said, no, it's not. Here, it's hard. You're hard.
The fact that she overextended on no like that, I know that she's hard work.
Right, but on the other hand, though, my sister really got your back, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my sister love you, my nigga, like, if my sister loves you, my nigga, she's the motherfucker you want, like, on your side at all times. Like, I put it like this, Kier, since I said some bullshit, right? I'm also tell you something, right? You have probably one of the main qualities that I look for in a woman. All right? You have, and you, because my sister's loyal to the soil. My sister, my little sister, you know, it's hard to tell you to do 20 minutes. No, I was having a good moment, Lou. No.
I love Lou, man.
No, but my sister is my, you know. I'm sorry, everybody that's listening to this podcast. I'm reading some comments online. This is why y'all got to join in live. Anyway, long story short, though, my sister got you back, though. Like, if you know some motherfuckers, like, you know, when shit go down, who you want to call, and it could be for anything. Kiara wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning for your ass. She'll cuss you out for doing it, but she'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning for your ass. And I think that's very, very important to have, you know, I trust my sister. Like, if I left my sister $500, right, and I told her, I said, don't spend this $500 for a year. If she really needed it, she would call me first and say, hey, Clint, do you mind? She wouldn't spend it behind my back and then try to put back. You know what I'm saying? Like, my sister
was old on
that much, unless she really, like, that's the kind of woman she is. And I think that a lot. So, you know, sis, like, you know, I talk shit about you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. But at the end of the day, I think you do own a quality that I think that, you know, that most men are looking for. It's just, like I said, it's hard. It's hard.
It is. I saw a comment that somebody put in the comments, and it was from a young lady that said, hey, I was raised in the South and I was taught to serve my man and to show him appreciation.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but and my sister can attest to this. My mother didn't teach my sister to serve a motherfucking thing. I'm just
right.
And that's being from up north. Kiara, you can be honest. Mommy ain't teach you to serve shit. Go ahead.
And I think those are key for sure. But I think when it comes to adding to your happiness, like from your significant other, it's not just about those two things too. Like, I think it's also about like having fun. Like, do I enjoy, like, being around you? Like, aside from the serve and, like, the appreciation, which are great. But, like, man, can we, like, be somewhere and people watching roast the people that's walking by? Like,
Right.
Do we have our inside jokes? Like, do I enjoy being with you day in and day out? When you walk in the room, do I have a big smile on my face? Am I excited to see you? Those are the types of things I think about, too.
But even that that's hard. That's the crazy thing about, like, how we look, how men view marriage, you know, and how we view, like, we really be looking at it like it's the end of the world, bro. Like, we look at it like it's doomsday. Now, I'm going to answer my own question. You're going to ask me if I'm looking forward to getting married. And I'm going to be honest. No, I'm not looking forward to getting married. I would love to get married, but I'm not like, rush me to the altar. Like, I'm not counting down the days till you become Mrs. Coley. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I'm in for the job of my lifetime and I cannot screw it up because your father or whatever man that's about to give you to me has left you in my hands. And I got to make sure that you are okay for the rest of your motherfucking life. So no, I am not excited. That is a job that I take serious and I'm scared to death, but you ain't going to fucking know that. What you're going to know is that I got you and everything's going to be all right. But just know nobody's jumping for joy when you got to take care of business. That ain't fun.
Shit,
ladies, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, ladies. We love them. We can't wait to marry your ass. But it's hard to look forward to knowing that at the end of the day, I am your protector. I'm your provider. I got to be there for you no matter what. When things happen, ladies, you could go ahead and say, you know, we are 50-50. No, when shit hits the fucking fan, you ain't going to sit there. You're going to ask, so what we going to do, babe? And she's going to ask you for a plan, and you better fucking have one.
You bet, man, for real. You better.
You better fucking have one.
You better.
If you ain't got one, you better go get one.
You better go borrow one from somebody else, ask another bottom male line. Figure in your life, do something.
And that's just the bottom line, yo. That's what it comes down. Like, think about it. Like, fellas, when you get married, you are now the captain of the fucking boat. And what does the captain do if the boat go down, my nigga? Make sure everybody get off the ship. Yep. Make sure everybody get off the fucking ship. I gotta go down with the ship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
I gotta go down with the ship.
Because if your girl gotta come up with the plan and be the captain of the ship, yo, no respect.
Unless you're incapable of being the captain or you're a sick captain and you need your co-captain to help.
Right.
But and honestly, that takes leadership to say, babe, I'm going to be honest. I need your fucking help.
Right.
I need your help. And you know when you realize you got a good one? Well, she don't make you feel bad for giving you help. She don't throw up in your face how many times, when she helped you. Right. You know what pisses me off sometimes, man? It's always so, you know, every time I do something great in my career, right? There's some woman telling me, and I helped you, or I was there. I helped you, but like you owe me. Like you wasn't, I helped, but you ain't write no jokes.
Right. Right. That's
I made talk. You the comedian you are today. I'm responsible for your No, you're not. No, you're not. I got better. All right. It happens. Right. I got older. I got better. You didn't do nothing. You want to take all the credit? You didn't do nothing. I mean, yeah.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
You didn't do nothing.
You wasn't with me.
You wasn't doing nothing, but you want, I was doing, no, you didn't. Come on, man.
You didn't do that. You was at the show and you laughed, but you didn't write the jokes.
No, you wasn't there when I bombed.
Right. Where was you at then?
Can I get them headphones in rose gold, please? You know, that's enough. See, you see what I'm saying? Like, you think because you're my sister, you're entitled to the free shit that I get. All right. You too. All right. You didn't do anything. All right. You know, now I ain't gonna lie, right? I'm gonna tell you a true story about my sister, right? True story. Yo, my sister, yo, we get in trouble together and we don't get like, but then she's quick to be like, nah, it was him. All right. This is recently, not recently, but like within the last 10 years. It's known that me and my mom, we ain't always like that, right? So my mom goes out of town with Mr. Freddie, right? They go out of town, they go on a cruise, right? So Kiara is, you know, responsible for watching the house, all right? So, all right, whatever. I told Kiara, I said, yo, I'm coming over, and I'm doing laundry. And she was like, Clint, you know mommy don't want you fucking with her shit while you not, when she not home. You can't come and do it. I said, you know what? Okay, you right. Now, little do I know, my little sister has a whole fucking party that night at the house. When I say party, I mean like party, loud music, all of that, right? Neighbor snitched on her, right? Now, let me tell you how good of a brother I am, right? So I get to my mom's house, right? I'm out of town at this point, but I get to my mom's house the day she gets back. I'm walking in, hey, how was your trip? My mom like, just the motherfucker I want to see. I'm like, wait, what'd I do? And she was like, my mom's like, yo, you gonna have a party in my house? And blah, blah, blah. I said, what are you talking about? I immediately said, hold on. I walk outside, I call my sister, Kiara. Mommy in here screaming at me about you having a party, blah, 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 blah. What's happening? She's like, no, 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 no. Kiara's clearly lying as a motherfucker. Right? I ain't had no party, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, the neighbors is telling everything, right? The point of the story is that when my mom asked me, when I walked back in that house and my mom asked me what happened, you know what I did? I don't know. I didn't see shit, all right?
Right.
I didn't see shit. All right? I don't know.
Right.
She said, yeah, well, she said she had boys coming in the house. I didn't see shit. All right? I would, hey, you know what else I did? I doubt that my little sister would do some shit like that. Kiara is way more responsible than that. My mom like, get the fuck out. I'm like, no, my sister don't do that. Right? Now, let's rewind years before that. Right? Now, I'm on punishment. All right? I'm not supposed to be on the phone. I ain't supposed to be doing nothing. So, mind you, when my mom not home, what am I doing? I'm on the phone, right? I'm on the phone with your daughter, all right? Whoever your daughter is, I'm on the phone with her, right? I'm on the phone. My sister gets mad at me because she wanted to be on the phone. Long story short, she comes in with a Polaroid camera, takes like 3 or 4 pictures, and then gives them to my mom. And I'm like, what did you... So I'm thinking, like, my mom going to be mad that Kiara touched her Polaroid camera and took dumbass pictures of me on the phone. My mom was like, so you just on the phone while I'm...
Yo. I know that has... cold-blooded.
I know that has nothing to do with family and men wanting families on the podcast. I just wanted to say how much I got... I'm glad that I got memories like that with my sister.
Yeah. You had to get that off your chest. Absolutely.
Bottom line. Okay. And I'm smacked. Okay. But all right. Yo, Lou, let's switch gears real quick.
Let's do it.
Lou, I got baby fever, man. I know I'm not looking forward to getting married. I got baby fever, Lou.
You do, dog.
Weird? Is that
yes.
weird?
Yes. Yes. I don't know any men that be like, man, I want a baby, man. I can't wait to have a baby.
All right, let's ask.
I know.
Well, let's ask the men on live. If the men who are on live, if you're single and you don't have kids, do you have baby fever? Yes or no? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, now when cats find out that they girl pregnant or whatever, they get excited then. But I don't know any guy that's like, yo, man, I can't wait to get up in somebody raw so I can have somebody baby. Like,
I can't wait to shoot up the club.
And that's fine. But yeah, most guys I know, man, they don't feel like that, man.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Well, here's my thing. Well, you know, okay. So the reason why I brought this up is because I think one thing that we need to normalize about men is there are men like me out there who do have baby fever, who do want a family, who do look forward to raising a child. And mainly my baby fever, I know where my baby fever comes from right now. Let's take a guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my dad just, you know, he, I mean, let's, yeah. Like, my dad dying definitely intensified me, especially knowing, like, me and my little sister, long story short, had a phone call, I think it was yesterday, and knowing that my dad thought about us even in his time, and when he was healthy. My dad thought about us when he was healthy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't get many dads that do that. I want to be able to do the same thing for my offspring. So, yeah, I do, you know, look forward to, you know, being half to even half the father my fucking father was. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, I never forget, I went on a date with this chick one time. And on the first date, what are you looking for? And at the time, I was like, yo, I'm looking to get married. I'm looking to have kids. I'm looking to start a family, blah, 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 blah. And she ghosted me. Now, we reconnected like 2 years later, and she was on some shit like, I was like, yo, like, what happened? Like, I thought the date went well. She's like, yeah, but she was on some, like, I want to be in a relationship. I want kids. And, you know, I wasn't ready for all that. I don't understand why people, when you say that, they think that that means I want to have children with you. Like, if I tell you on a date that I want to have kids, that don't mean you going to be my baby mom. Like, I've said that on plenty of dates. Here I am.
Right. Right.
You know?
Still standing. I ain't never had those conversations. Like, not unless I'm in, like, a relationship or, like, talking to somebody somewhat seriously. Like, and that takes some time for me to even, like, talk about it in depth.
I'm not having a conversation on the first date about having kids with that person. You know, I'm having
right, but just in general.
No, and it ain't even really about having it. It's just like I'm letting you know where I stand. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Sorry, somebody just said that's not first date talk. Asking what you're looking for is absolutely first date talk. That should absolutely be the first thing off my chest. And y'all, what do you? At what point? Like, because you don't want to waste nobody's time. Don't waste my time. If I'm looking to just fuck, right? And you looking for a relationship, guess what? We don't need to go on date number two. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Why do we need to go on three or four dates for you to tell me I'm just looking to fuck?
Right, absolutely.
Why do I need to go on three or four dates? Now I get it. You don't want to press the person. You don't want to press the person. I'm not like, again, I think people misinterpret saying I want a relationship with them saying I want a relationship with you. No.
Right.
I'm saying is I want a relationship. That's what I want right now. Or not right now, but I'm willing to work to get that. But it don't got to necessarily be you. I don't even know you. You ain't all that. You think that highly of yourself? You saying I'm want a relationship? You think I know that on the first date with you? Sis, please.
All right, sis, say that then. Say that then.
What's your thought on that, Lou?
No, I think if it's a case where the two of y'all are talking and like, yo, what you looking for? Then yeah, like if you speaking generally, like just like you mentioned, or like, hey, this is what I desire, you know, in my future. Like I want a family, I want kids, like, you know, I wanna have, you know, somebody that's gonna hold me down and have my back. I think that's different than being like, yo, like the moment I saw you, I knew I wanted to have kids with you.
Right.
And I wanted to raise a family. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like that's different. I ain't on that on the first date. You know what I'm saying? You say you're looking for a relationship and they swear it's what they dusty ass. She says men do
right.
Because y'all don't do that either. Okay.
All right. Right. Exactly.
My bad.
Exactly.
I forgot.
Exactly.
Right, hold on. I know it's getting dark in here. Let me turn my lights on. Give me 1 second. We're still talking.
All right. We still on the podcast. We still doing our thing. But I definitely don't have baby fever though. Like, when you say you had baby fever and you was ready to shoot up a club, man, I just thought about that little TikTok shit with the pill, pill, pill. Like, I don't want you in there shooting up people. Like, hold up.
Well,
wait a minute. I'm
not just shooting up random clubs, or I'm not sitting there, you know, just having raw sex and just like, oh, yeah, I want to have kids with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's just at the end of the day, like, I know that, you know, I'm starting to long for a family and compare. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that. I know that. And it's like, why go out on dates with chicks who ain't looking for the same thing you looking for? You know,
absolutely.
And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, why are you going out with date with, like, that's the thing. And then you know what? It's interesting. We talk about that's not first date talk. Like, but y'all avoid these conversations and you avoid these questions. And then you wonder why after about 20, you know, after, you know, you feel like that person wasted your fucking time because you didn't ask them when you first got on the first date. Hey, what are you looking for? Hey, what are you about? Hey, what do you want? Hey, what's your, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we got to have talk. We don't need to be, you know, what's not first date talk? Talking about money, talking about how much money you make, how much, you know what I'm saying? That's not first date talk.
Oh, 100%.
What you're looking for out of dating, that is definitely first date talk. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Women normally term that as what are your intentions?
They hit you right. With, what are your right. intentions? Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, women, exactly. Yeah. Women ask, what are your, yes, yes. And yes. The thing is that, yo, it's not that, you know, and that's a crazy thing. So it's like, yo, what are my intentions? Right. I don't even know, to be honest with you. I can't, that's a hard question because I can't like, what am I, my intentions is to wife you? Like, no, my intentions is to get to know you until we figure out whatever the fuck this is.
Right. They don't normally like that answer though. Get to know you. The get to know you part. That usually rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah. But to me, I don't understand that because it's like, I'm not friend zoning you. Like, just like you ain't friend zoning me when you say we got to be friends first, right?
Right.
So come on, man.
No, I absolutely agree with you on that, man. Yeah, I think to your point though, man, it's good to be able to establish what each other is looking for because it might be somewhere both of y'all are just looking to fuck or both of y'all are looking to be like, yo, I'm looking to grow into something. I'm not looking to rush. I don't need to be in a relationship tomorrow. But as long as we both know that we both have the same end goal, then cool.
Let me ask you figure it out from there. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you felt rushed in a relationship or a friendship or any type of shit? When's the last time you felt rushed?
Last time I truly, truly felt rushed, man, there was a young lady that I was talking to, man. And like within the first like couple of weeks that we were kind of talking, like she was already getting like relationship books and like, y'all want to read this together with you. And I thought like the gesture was cool. Like I saw what she was trying to do, but I felt like it was too early. Like, don't give me that within the first couple of weeks that you and I are like established, like we're not established, but trying to figure out what we want to do. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the time limit is, but I just felt rushed when like the talk of like, yo, I'm gonna get this relationship goals book and we're gonna read this book together. Like that just felt a little off-putting to me. Like I wasn't ready for that.
I think, you know what I think? I think feeling rushed is whatever you're not just, it's just whatever you're not ready for.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for
it. You know, you're ready, it never feels rushed when you're ready for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so absolutely.
And it's never rushed if the feeling is mutual.
Absolutely.
Think about that. Like, you know, like, oh, you like me, I like you. You know what I mean? Like, we're not right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never forget, you know, I told a girl, like, yo, I like you. And she was like, you know why? Because the feeling wasn't mutual. She ain't like me back yet. I feel like you rushing things. Oh, I'm rushing because I said I like you? No, I just said I like you. That doesn't mean I want to wife you. I'm ready. I like you. From what I know, I like you. You don't even know me. From what I know, God damn it, I like what I know. Yeah.
And I've had that happen to me
you don't
twice.
You don't know me. Yo, I don't know that you... No, I probably don't know that in fifth grade you fucking fell and broke your fucking femur bone. No, I don't know that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I do observe and I do pay attention. A lot of things that you're saying ain't even coming out your fucking mouth.
Yes. It's like, man, I like talking to you. I enjoy you. Like, you funny. Like, I like that stuff about you. So I'm going to tell you that I like you. But that don't mean I want to be with you today. I'm just telling you, like, just in case you ain't know, I like you. And, like... You know, shit, I want to keep hanging with you and keep getting to know you. But that don't mean I'm trying to put the pressure on you. I ain't trying to put the cuffs on you ASAP, you know? But I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, no. And that's what I'm saying. And just to piggyback off that, I think that that's what, you know, we're all always thinking like, oh, I'm trying to put the cuffs on you. I'm trying to wife you up. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? It's like, but see, you know what, man? I really honestly think that only applies or doesn't apply when the person doesn't like you. Like, I think girls are fine with moving at a fast pace if they fucking like you. Like, think about it. We've both slept with women on the first night.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm not saying that. And there's women I've slept with on the first night and like built a beautiful bond. And you know, I was in a relationship with a girl. I slept with on the first night. You know.
Same.
Was we rushing?
No.
No.
Society would tell you that you're rushing.
Yeah, we wasn't rushing. It's only rushing when you don't like that nigga. Or excuse my language. I'll
tell you what.
I just had a conversation with somebody and I was like, yo, I don't say the word nigga. And I'm smacked and now I said the word nigga.
Oh, now you said it.
She ain't gonna let me hear the end of that shit. I already know. And she a lawyer. Then it's over, man. Nah. See, on November, what's today? July 8th.
Oh, you are smacked. This nigga talking on about November.
July 8th.
I already knew.
You said nigga. Yeah, see, it's a wrap, man.
I already knew that's who you was talking about. I was like, it's right. Gotta be who we talking about.
Yeah, man, it's all good. But unless you don't like him, yeah, it's only arrest if you don't like the person. That's 100%
agree with that. Yeah, I agree, Bree baby. If you both want the same thing, then it's okay. We grown
right.
as fuck.
Right. I don't, you know, right, yeah, man, I think rushing is such a fluid concept, man.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step one. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, yeah. I think you do what's, like I know people, man, listen, I know people who have met and they was married in 6 months and it's still growing and it's still, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just knew what he wanted. They knew what they wanted.
They knew what they wanted. Like, I think society has, like, placed these parameters around, like,
what's the fastest you've ever jumped into a relationship with a chick?
Like a month.
A month. That's not bad. Yeah, that's like not bad. My shit was like 5 days. That shit was like 5 days.
Yeah.
We was like 19.
I probably did 5 days in like, okay.
I was 19. I met this chick off MySpace. Swear to God. Met this chick off MySpace. 5 days later, we at the mall, hand in hand.
Wow. Man,
me and this girl named Kendra, we was rocking.
Man, all right, okay. You still talk to, is Kendra still around?
Kendra is not around. I ain't seen right. Kendra since like at least 2013.
Yeah.
You know, looking back on it though, Kendra was a little fast. I ain't gonna lie to you. But
that's the same one that was kissing your love letter envelope.
Nah, man, yo,
lipstick.
What happened was like the third, like we had met on MySpace. We had talked maybe for like a day on MySpace. Ain't that the big girl? What's the same shit?
I want to see her now,
man. Long story short, man. What's the same shit?
She remembers her. Well,
we was talking on MySpace for like a day, gave her my number. We talked on the phone all night. Next thing you know, I was like, where you live? She's like, over here. I was like, she's like, where I live? I was like, I'm over here. We ended up meeting up. We went to Applebee's, got something to eat, brought her back to my house, introduced her to my dad, told my dad. That was when my dad was like, I heard so much about you. She was like, oh, snap. She spent the night on, and then what happened after that? Maybe like 2 days later, you know, she was calling me babe and, you know, asking me if she could bring me Gatorade to work. And then, you know, next thing I know, she was like, what are we doing? I was like, I guess we together. Like, I'm 19. I was getting consistent. I was just happy getting consistent pussy, you know?
Now, you know what, dog? You just reminded me of something. So going into my senior year, I remember, man, there was this girl, man. Her name was Anna.
Oh, and, you started dropping names now. Okay,
yeah,
Anna.
Yeah.
You have learned the ways already.
Yeah,
now.
Dog. Yeah. Her name was Anna, and she worked at the grocery store that I used to be at all the time. And I used to see her, and I used to check out, and like, man, she's pretty. I like her. And so I ended up going out of town during the summer for like a week, and I came back, and my mom was like, yo, this girl been calling you. I think her name is like Anna or Anna. Like, she been calling here looking for you. I was like, oh, shit. And so, like, I'm finally at the crib. She calls while I'm at the crib. And she was like, hey, she's like, I know this is weird. Like, we ain't never really talked, but, like, I always see you. And I was like, I know somebody that knows you, and I got your number from them. And I'm like, nah, that's cool. I don't care if you call me. And, like, the next day, like, luckily she lived down the street from me. So the next day, like, I walked over to her crib. I had to wait till her parents were gone. They were at work. I walked over to her crib, and, like, I spent the whole afternoon over there, like, maybe a couple of days later, somebody says talk. Maybe a couple of days later, like, we started going together. Like, I was in a relationship. We holding hands. Like, I knew her mom and her dad. Like, she knew my mom and dad. Like, we was in a full-fledged relationship, Doc.
And how long did it last?
Not long. It lasted, like, maybe a month and a half or something like
that. Yeah, man. Me and Kendra didn't last long either. We lasted. She didn't cheat on me, man. But she, I caught her on MySpace talking to another nigga.
So what happened with us is, like, she called me one day and she was like, Lewis, I don't think this, just out the blue, she's like, Lewis, I don't think this relationship is gonna work anymore. And I was like, okay. And she was like, and she was like,
I know where this is going.
And she was like, wait a minute. She was like, you weren't supposed to say that. And I was like,
the fuck you were.
Yeah, and she was like, my sister told me to say that to you.
So you can fight for me?
Yes, then that's exactly what it was. And I was like, I'm not going to beg anybody to stay with me if they don't want to stay. Like, if you say you want to leave, like.
Then leave.
Leave, yeah. I'm not going to.
Arrivederci.
Absolutely.
Sayonara. Aloha. Yeah. All of that. Y'all ain't got time to be playing them dumbass games. You going to break up with me just to see what I'm going to say? Yeah, I'm gonna say
right. All right. Right.
What you gonna think about ass? But remember in Hitch when he realized he was being a sucker, he caught his girl cheating in the rain, and he's like, yo, Cressida, what did I do? And the nigga was cheating her, rolled down the window and said, dude, you're doing it right now. Dude, you're doing it right now. And he rolled up the window and he's like, and he's like, yo, from that point on, man, fuck these bitches, right? He didn't say that, but that's really what he said. And, yo, no, but listen, he did that shit, and you realize, like, look, man, if a girl want, you can't keep nobody that don't want to be kept. Bottom line.
Absolutely.
You won't be with me no more? I respect that. I'm out.
Right.
I'm not asking you why you don't want to be with me no more.
Right. Absolutely. You know? And back then, I was, like, real nonchalant. I mean, I wasn't real nonchalant, but I could be nonchalant. And, like, if I know that you're doing something just to get a reaction out of me, like...
I'm not going to give you what you're looking for.
I'm not going to give you what you're looking for.
Yeah, just like when it's not, listen, man, like, this ain't what this is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole, you know, this is about, you know, look, we met, we like each other. My thing is, I don't think, you know, people always say things that start fast end fast. You know what I'm saying? I don't really believe in that. I believe that things that start how you want it end how you want it. You know what I'm saying? You know, if it starts the way you want it to start, and it'll end the way you want it to end. I mean, that's you know, because man, I'm tired of people. You know, and I want you to take anything away from this today, y'all. I want you to realize, like, look, all right, we live. This is 2020. All right, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm not saying that things need to be. You need to rush your life and rush anything. But yo, if there's a motherfucker out there that's showing you that he won't be with you and he won't care about you, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about what society says about what time is about. There's no such thing as time. You know what I'm saying? It's not about time. I mean, you know, it's about how you feel about the person. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about the person and how you feel about yourself.
Absolutely. Like,
if you feel like you're in it. Yeah, if you feel like you're in a space where you just meet somebody and you know you can give them what they're looking for, to give it to them. If you know you can't, communicate that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's how it works. That's how it works. That's literally, to me, that's what it is.
Shit,
Don't worry about what the fuck people tell you about moving too fast. Yeah,
absolutely.
Move at your speed.
Absolutely. That's all that matters, man. As long as the two of y'all are happy and it works for y'all, fine.
Yeah, like, so many niggas be having opinions on motherfuckers. Like, you ever get with somebody, like, women don't be wanting to tell women of their friends that they like somebody because they be like, oh, girl, you know how it happened last time and blah, blah, blah. Like, ain't nothing wrong with being excited.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with being excited that you met a nigga.
You should want to be excited.
Yo, no, because, there's the meme where it's like, they're going to be like, girl, I met a guy, and then 3 days later, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What if there's that one time where it's like, so there's this guy, and there's no never mind?
Right.
So, and that's what if your story really is, so there's this guy? Like, you missing out on that because you too scared, because you like, come on, man. Ain't it?
Be scary. Don't be scary. Hey, that definitely ain't it.
That ain't it.
I don't want you to be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scary out here.
Right. If dating is definitely trial and error, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's what it's for. Trial and error.
Listen, man, you can't, you know, I'm gonna say this real quick. My bad, Lou. You know, but how do you get better at being a comedian, Lou?
Am I getting better at being a better?
How do you get better? How do you get better at being a comedian? There's only one way to get better as a comedian. What is that?
Reps.
Getting out there and doing it.
Trying as much as possible.
Young comedians come up to me all the time and like, Clint, man, how did you get it? Man, you just got to get on stage. You can't. There's no other way around it. You have to get on stage.
Yeah, because like that's.
You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich,
ugh,
cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I can tell the difference in my performance, like when I have been on stage and when I haven't been on stage in quite some time. Like, I can tell the difference. Like, I'm a lot more confident. I'm a lot more fun. Like, the delivery of my jokes are different as opposed to, like, when I haven't been on stage in a minute, I'm like, that was not what's up. Like, that wasn't my best foot forward.
Bro, during the pandemic was the longest I've ever not been on stage in my life. All right, in my life. Like, I'm telling you, like, so you got to think, like, now, you know, like, so when I went back in November, I mean, I'll keep saying November. I don't know why November is on my mind. But when I went back in, when we went back out in June, you know what I'm saying? Like, it felt good to be on stage, but I was rusty, like, the first, like, show and a half. Like, I ain't have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the audience didn't know, but I knew. I knew my cadence and time. The whole point I'm saying is that, low, like, the only way you're going to get, I'm not trying to say better at dating, but find whatever you're looking for is literally trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to fall in your lap. You know what I mean? You got to be willing to take a risk. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, just don't put your heart, you don't have to, liking somebody doesn't mean putting your heart on the line. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely not.
You know what I mean? That doesn't mean you put your heart on the line. You just like them. You're enjoying the moment. You're enjoying that there's somebody that think about you. Like, that don't mean you putting your, you know what I'm saying? Just have fun.
It just means that there's some potential there. You know what I'm saying? And like you said,
I like potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. Because it's like, okay, all right, this is cool. This is a cool situation over here. I might be able to invest a little bit more as time goes on to be able to get to a space where, you know, it is just she and I or he and I, you know what I'm saying? If you're a girl, are dating exclusively, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, but you still, you know, you don't put all your eggs in one basket yet, you know what I'm saying? You can still move around how you move around. And then when you naturally feel like, all right, I don't really need any of these other situations or distractions going on around me. I just want to focus right here on this situation right here.
Yeah, I agree.
No.
I agree. Lou, we've been on here now, man, for about over almost an hour. We gotta tell everybody bye, man. So Lou, what did you learn?
Damn. Yeah, man, I learned that, man, you know what? Not everybody looks at happiness the same way. And what I mean by that is, like, I think there are a lot of people that expect for their mate to make them happy and for you to make your mate happy, or, you know, vice versa. But I saw somebody called out something that's pretty important that I definitely want to share, that I actually agree with. It's not solely on your partner to make you happy. I believe that you got to be happy with yourself first. You got to make yourself happy. But you also got to be with somebody that adds to your happiness. You know what I'm saying? And if that person that you're with is not adding to your happiness, then I think that there's an issue there for sure. So that's the key thing that I learned that I want to take away from today.
I learned today that, you know, men got to start not looking at marriage as a death sentence. It's not the end of the world, man. And good if you call. Look at if you look at marriage as the end of the world, bro, you don't need to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's just the bottom line. And what else do I want to say? And if I'm marrying you, I'm fucking.
I hope so.
I'm fucking before we get married.
I hope so.
I just had to tell y'all that. You know, I'm sorry that I've been kind of serious today on this podcast. I need to lighten myself up. So I want you to know that, you know, I want that.
Why are you going into the smooth, like, sultry voice going? Because
I want that. You know what else I want? You know what else I would like?
What, man?
Man, if y'all could, if anybody that listens to this podcast knows anybody that works at the police station over in Kentucky, one of the police stations, can we make sure that we get the cops that kill Breonna Taylor arrested? Because we got fans in Kentucky, man. So you know, I'm sure maybe one of you white motherfuckers is a fuck boy, and you could make something happen. Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know.
But absolutely.
Now you might not like this podcast now that I said that. Anyway.
They still gonna fuck with it.
That's it, man. All right,
They said you're on your ditty. I had to say that. Take that.
Take that. All right. I want that. You know what I'm saying? I want that. I do. I want that. And I feel like if I want that, I can have that. And I mean that in the most respectful way. Cause like just because I want that doesn't mean I'm going to take that. I just want that.
Absolutely. Right.
I need. How about I need that?
Need that.
I need that.
You got to have that?
I got to have that. I need it.
Shit. Yes. You got to come give it to you.
Take us out, Lou.
Hey, man, first and foremost, man, we want to thank all you guys for listening today, man. Hope you guys learned something. Hopefully we entertained you guys at the same time as well. But yeah, appreciate you guys, man. Nothing but love. Clint, Deacon Clint, thank you so much, man. Reverend Lou. I can't even talk, man. I feel like I've been sipping on something. Reverend Lou, you know what I'm saying, in the building, man. We appreciate you guys. Much love, peace and love, man, from the advice from the fuckboy crew. You heard?
Absolutely, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.